Hey guys, it's Alan Kemp here of Queensland Solar and Lighting, and I thought I'd do a video about my opinion on the best solar inverters for Australia in 2023 and beyond, because it'll be about another 18 months before I get my slack ass around to doing another one of these. But inverters typically don't change very much compared to panels because the models last longer. All right, let's get into it. So a researcher, what they would do is a buyer who knows very little about inverters or anything. I've been doing solar since 2011 here in Australia, in New South Wales, Canberra and Queensland, of course. Queensland Solar and Lighting now over 10 years old, 11 years old or something. We're old, man. That's pretty long for a solar company in the game. Let's have a look to see what people do. They pump into Google best solar inverters in Australia 2023, something like that, and they hit enter. And then what they do is they open, these are ads up here. Solar Quotes, that's a website. Finn Peacock Built, that's probably the number one in terms of popularity by far for solar. I guess people call it the Solar Bible of Australia. Finn's done a pretty good job for himself there. Solar Choice are a mob that try to mimic him, copy him. Canstar Blue is a bit like a Choice magazine type of thing. And Energy Matters is a big solar mob. Don't know what, something's going on with them, but they've been around for 10 years. And yeah, I think they were a wholesaler once, or maybe still are. But they're a lot bigger 10 years ago than they are now. Anyway, let's get into it. Finn Peacock, there he is, Finny. He wrote this February 2023, according to Aussie Installers. So what he did is he polled a whole bunch of installers and said, what's your best inverters? Now, I don't know if these are the people that buy the leads off him to get the access to the solar customers, or they're just everyone, like myself, who we don't use Finn Peacock. I don't know who he's asked here, but he's asked installers. And by looking at his the results from his poll, I would say that he has asked his installers, because yeah, a lot of the cheaper guys, they don't use Fronius, definitely don't use Enphase or SolarEdge. Fronius is known as the number one inverter, has been for a long time now, because it's a traditional string inverter, but made in Europe. And it's the only one, to my knowledge, made in Europe. Apart from SMA, but they went to China for a bit, and they removed a screen, and they went a bit crazy and shot themselves in the foot. That's why if you were buying again from 10 years ago, where's SMA? SMA is the best, it's German. Well, they're off the list because the screen got removed, and they went to China and started building them over there, and then they lost their market share while Fronius got good. And that was about 6-7 years ago, 2016 era kind of thing. And Fronius has sat there the whole time. However, in my opinion, since that time, the Chinese inverters have caught up from 2018 onwards. They've been, in my opinion, near flawless. And that's what we'll get into this. Enphase is a micro inverter system. It's a bit different to install. Not all installers have the knowledge how to hook up every one inverter per each panel. Doesn't take a genius, but it's a different way of the solar being installed and run, and the customer needs to know about it. And these are usually for the nerds. SolarEdge is a bit of a hybrid between these, where the Fronius is your typical, similar to your Chinese inverter, where each panel runs in through to the Fronius. SolarEdge does that, but in like an Enphase manner kind of thing. They're from Israel. They're very tricky to get right. So a lot of people have tried SolarEdge, and it turns out that they've buggered the inverters, the installers, and the customers don't understand it. The installers didn't understand it, and they've given SolarEdge a bad name. But SolarEdge and all the diehard solar installers are like, no, because you're not doing it right. They're flawless. So if you are looking at SolarEdge, make sure that they've got Foreman in installing that. For that reason, I don't go near SolarEdge, because we're just not interested in it. The Enphase, we're not interested in it. It's more expensive. product. It requires niche installers again. Usually people put that for shade on their roof. If there's that much shade on the roof, I just tell the customers, look, don't even put solar on. And then you've got Fronius, which is known as the best. All right. Now, here's his, where he's got Fronius leaps and bounds. To give you perspective, we've installed about 10 Fronius inverters in about 3 years. We've had problems with about three of them. No joke, I don't know why or what, but we've stopped using them. They only have a 5-year inverter, rather 5-year warranty that we can get from them, rather than a full 10-year warranty that we get from something like GrowWatt, which isn't even on this list, which is weird. Which I thought GrowWatt would be one of the most used inverters in Australia. Yeah, so that's why I'm a bit sus on this list. They all look to be... SMA, I would have installed 2 in 5 years. SolarEdge, none. Enphase, none. SunGrow, installed a lot. They're flawless. I've installed 100 of them 6 years ago. Not one's broken. They're a great inverter. They're on the up and running. So that's his thing. But like I said, take it all with a grain of salt, because it doesn't really reflect what I see out there in the market and what I've been into, what I come across when people ring up. Or I could then look at it as saying that's why I'm not doing it so good, because I'm not offering all those products that people actually want. So that could be also the thing. Solar Choice, they're pushing Enphase, SolarEdge, Huawei. They got the warranty there, 12 years. Wow, 12-year warranty, 15-year for Enphase. Wow, Fronius, yeah, 10 years, 5 full. So you only got a 5 full. That should really say 5 years up there plus another 5. So that's why we don't use it, one of the reasons. 5-year warranty. SunGrow, 10 years. Goodwe, 10 years. These are your Chinese ones, and these are the ones I'd be looking at. SunGrow, Goodwe. And a company called GrowWatt, which I can't find anything on Grow. There's like a vendetta against GrowWatt here or something. Which is the thing about GrowWatt, all the, you know, dodgy, real cheap companies like to use GrowWatt. So therefore, the idea is saying GrowWatt, never heard of it, or that's what all blah blah uses, you know, and they're no good. And then they can just quickly... Because if they put GrowWatt on the same list as something like a SunGrow or SMA or Enphase or Fronius, it automatically gives them credit. So these guys are probably not putting it on there as a way to get some distinguished installers that you don't want to go with. Maybe there's a war going on, which is what I'm starting to think now. First time I've actually looked at this list, because... Especially like this, because why would I ever have to do it? I just sell GrowWatt, use GrowWatt, never had a problem with it. All right, so Canstar Blue, this is the first website that is not a solar, dedicated solar website. It's more like a Choice magazine website. That's what Canstar Blue is. So they're coming in from an outside writer perspective, and they've said, how did they get this list? See what's on the checkout list below. I don't know how they got this list. Kelsey Wrigley, never heard of her. See if there's any info about her. She covers Australia's retail energy market. She has a Bachelor of Journalism. So she's worked in retail energy, so she might have had a job at Origin or AGL or something like that. She talks about petrol there. So, anyway, this is who's written this, so let's get on with it. Overall best inverter, Fronius Primo. Like I said, that's colloquially known. People, I heard the Fronius is the best. A mate of a mate said it, my uncle got it installed, my next door neighbor, they all said Fronius. Once again, that's the Austrian one, because it's got the name on there. In my opinion, they only have to offer a 5-year warranty. It's very expensive. It's made, assembled in Austria. They're riding off the success that they had back 2016 era in the boom kind of thing, just as SMA did for years before that. But once everyone now gets wind that the Chinese inverters, in my opinion, are so great, that'll be yesterday. It's yesterday's hero, but still a good inverter for those wanting something. If those wanting like the new Gen 24, really good. For those wanting a hybrid later on, you just pay an extra $100 and you turn it into a hybrid or something. Anyway, so best inverter efficiency, you got a Sungrow Premium. Efficiency, I don't know where she gets this from. How do you rate an efficient, like, what, you got two systems and then you just set up next to each other the same and put an inverter in and see that the 99.8, yeah, here it is here, 98.2 to 98.5 is all very similar numbers to what each inverter has, like, yeah, that would not be real world efficiency. Not that they're even very much. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get more power out of really buying the cheapest to the best. Doesn't really work like that. Like, unless, like, if that was the case, we'd all just use the most efficient, the one that just pumps out the most power. So I've never seen that happen, or no one ever replaces an inverter because it actually makes more power. They might in tiny little increment, like a little bit. It's not going to be anything to worry about. Warranty, that's appears to be Solar Edge HD Wave. So this appears to be having the best warranty, because warranty is really something that you want to look at. So always good to put in review at the end here. And 2.7 out of 5 stars from 87 genuine reviews on the warranty. Now, Solar Quotes, they give them a very good name. However, people that are writing stuff on product review give them a terrible name. I know in the industry, like I said earlier, a lot of people have problems with these. However, it does come, they have a very, you know, prominent name in the industry, Solar Edge, long repair wait, like, I've heard it all before, and like I said, then there's the other group of people that know how to install it, and they say, no, it's because you're not installing it right. So then if they find they're not installing it right, why would Solar Edge have to give them a warranty? And then, of course, the customer gets pissed off, the solar installation company pissed off that their installers installed it wrong. You got nothing but problems. So while it is probably a really good inverter with really good warranty repair and everything, I just want to know and make sure that these guys know what they're doing and doing it right. Otherwise, you're going to end up one of these, like, you know. But there are people that swear the opposite, that they're the best and everything. Look at this list, Kenstar Blue. So I don't know who they talk to, you know what I mean? All right, best inverter, unique features, SMA Sunny Boy. Wow. First I've heard of it, because that doesn't even have a bloody screen on it. This inverter is one of the only few now that don't have a screen on it, so you can't go outside and read it. So, no, that's a failure in my opinion. Best inverter price, Goodwee. Well, yeah, it is a cheaper inverter. However, you can get cheaper. You can get cheaper than the Goodwee, so no. It's definitely not the cheapest, probably like a mid-range inverter. Best inverter battery ready, Huawei, yes. Sun 2000, yes, you can add a battery onto it. Just as you can now with the new Fronius. Fronius Primo, as of this video, I don't believe you can even get a Fronius Primo anymore. They're now, that's the old model. So, yeah. What's going on? That's what I mean with this stuff and the rider. They got no idea. They just write it because their website's a very trusted website and Google just goes, whatever they're writing must be good. All right, and where are we up to now? Energy Matters, like I said, they were, I don't know what they do now. They might still install solar, but yeah. Let's see what they've written. Holy hell. Tells you generic information about what the solar inverter does. Converts it from DC power on your panels from the roof, ready to AC for your house, for the grid. Very generic stuff there. Shows you how string inverter works. Now, what have they? They got the price ranges of the inverters here. Like I said, SMA now, German made. They believe they work better for shade. All that stuff. They all say that they've got some patented thing that's better for shade and everything, but grain of salt, guys. Grain of salt. Yeah, and once again, grow what's not there either. So what is the big mystery about grow what? Why is grow what not on this list when I think that it would have to be one of the number one installed inverters in Australia and the world? Grow what solar inverter Australia. There seems to be some conspiracy theory about this. Grow what Australia. Are grow what solar inverters any good? Solarun says they are. Grow what? They get a good review from Solar Choice. They get a good review from Solar Quotes. Yet they're not on any of these lists. Grow what are, yeah, they're, I believe they were like one of the number one in terms of volume for solar. Anyway, they're the one that we exclusively use. 99.9% of all the inverters we sell are a grow what inverter, simply because I've been to grow what myself, grow what Queensland Solar and Lighting, and we've been to the factory and have a tremendous relationship with the guys there at grow what. If any problems occur, Alan, the CEO, I'd let him know, and boom, he just express post one out. There I am there at Grow What headquarters, done a review on them. There I am there. Grow What HQ, Shenzhen, China. Hunhao, very good. That was a long time ago I was there. And they had a, you know, they've been in Australia since 2011 when they were making a bad inverter. However, they haven't anymore, and the new models are a 10 kilowatt, 3 MPPT inverter, which the best Fronius doesn't even have. They don't even have an option for that. So when I say looking at all this stuff, grain of salt, because why, ask yourself this, why would one of the best, most trusted companies in Brisbane, in Queensland, in Australia, use an inverter that is detrimental to the long-standing nature of such a well-accomplished and established business such as Queensland Solar and Lighting? I wouldn't do it. I don't have time fixing inverters, replace them, doing warranty repair or anything like that. And I went over and made a solid relationship with an incredible inverter company, which seems to be railroaded by all these review companies. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, I really, it's not going to stop me. However, customers or buyers are going to ring up or go on the internet, and they're going to find it trashed or not even talked about. But ask yourself, if it was that bad, why would I use it? Like, you pull your head in. And as for the others, I can sell more by selling something like a Fronius or Sungrow or GoodWheat. Once again, I have a relationship just like every other Tom, Dick, and Harry selling it because it's the flavor of the month. I don't want the problems. So yes, I could get sell more. And if a problem arises, I'm no different to Tom, Dick, or Harry. There's no relationship built there. I can't just go and replace it easily for the solar customers. So that's why we use who we use, which is Grow What. We believe Grow What inverter is the best. I believe Grow What inverter is the best inverter out there in terms of price, reliability. Reliability, they just don't break. We've had a very few break. And it just gets replaced like easy. Do other people with grow have that same experience? Don't know. I'm on a first name basis with the CEO, man. You know what I mean? Like, we just sort it out. Boom, boom, boom. And that's what relationships mean. So, and that's going back to what I said about SolarEdge. If you don't know what to do and you're just buying the product, and you got no, and you installed it wrong, and you got no previous relationship with them, and you've installed it from Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and you got a problem, well, they're going to tell you, hang on, mate, who are you, and have you done the training first with SolarEdge? Have you even done our training, and you've installed it, and you're wanting a warranty and everything, you haven't even installed it right. So there's no warranty. So that's why relationships mean everything in the solar industry game. So look a bit further, guys. Take everything with a grain of salt, and I hope I've been of some assistance. You're probably more confused now than ever, but if you're in Brisbane, just call me. We'll put on a solar system, get it sorted for you. If not, I get calls all the time from Adelaide, Melbourne, Canberra. No, I can't install a system there for you. Can't organise it, can't arrange it. Don't know anyone. I do my own thing here in Brisbane. Thanks, guys.